What's up, stoners? Grab your blunts, bones, papers, pipes. I feel like I fucked it up again.
You definitely did. No, I'm laughing because he fucked it up, man. Yo, let it roll. Pick up where you. No, it's organic. Pick up where you left off, man. Go ahead. Stoners.
Hold on.
No, hold on. No, let me pick up where you left off, and then you punch in after me.
Wait, no.
No, dude, it'll work. I promise. Okay, you ready?
No, you can't just pick up where I left off the wrong spot.
Nah, dude, just, okay. Stoners.
We're back for another episode. that didn't work, because now I'm confused. And this echo is fucking with me. Like, I don't like the echo.
For another episode of the Opinionated Stoners, grab your blunts, your bongs, whatever the fuck you like to smoke out of. Grab that shit.
Everybody's fucking
Let's
up.
Let's start this shit. Shut up. I did my best.
Yo, and we're getting high too. Shit, y'all fucked up. We're in here now. That was a great intro. I think that was the best intro we've ever done. It sounded natural.
That was a horrible intro.
Nah, dude, it fucking worked, bro.
Only in like your eyes.
It worked like that ass.
Like whose ass?
Wait,
not mine. My ass was not working. It's Sunday. We don't work today.
Nah, dude, it's only gay if there's penis involved. I'm involved with only my penis.
You make it weirder. Anyways, how's everybody's week been?
Cool. I got a cactus.
You got a cactus?
Yeah.
That's awesome. Do we even have the right, temperature for a cactus? You gotta keep it underneath a certain light. How's the cactus work?
We're gonna fuck around and find out.
Do you plant it in the sand?
Nope. Plant it in a pot.
But does it have to be sandy? Like, it
has to be potty.
But cactuses grow in the desert.
They do.
So wouldn't you want sand instead of soil?
I don't know. Whatever they put in the pot is what will be in the pot. I didn't pot it.
You sound like you know nothing about your own cactus.
I have no idea about anything about my own fucking cactus. Sunlight. Photosynthesis.
Okay.
Photosynthesize, the plural.
What do you give it a drink?
you know, whatever it wants. No sweets past lunch. We don't really do sodas. Coffee in the morning.
Yeah, yeah.
A little bit of water.
Maybe a wine at night.
Nah, dude, I make dirt tea for my plants. I'll go get some foreign dirt and whip that shit up in some H2O and slap that shit in a pot and they guzzle it right up.
Alrighty. I like it.
Yeah, bro.
What's happening, old
dude? Dude, I recently did a yoga class and it was like, I accidentally showed up high as fuck.
How did you accidentally show up high as fuck?
Because, dude, I thought that I had like 4 hours to kill.
Yeah.
So I get high as fuck just to realize I'm 10 minutes late. So I walk in, dude. I'm high, dude. I mean, like, my hands and feet look the same. I'm high. Like, yeah, dude. So,
did your feet look like hands or did your hands look like feet?
I don't know, dude. I closed my eyes. I try not to ignore it. No, look, I'm getting somewhere, though.
He had them motherfucking tingers that
day. Dude, the whole practice, start to finish, I had my eyes closed. And then I farted.
No.
Yeah, dude, and what made it worse, I heard the teacher stutter when I did, so I know she heard
That's
it.
So embarrassing.
And then I was like, well, I'm definitely not opening my fucking eyes now. And I made sure I was the last one out that room, too. I was like, man, I don't want nobody speaking to me.
I would have been the first one out. What do you mean, last one out?
Straight up.
Nah, bro.
You should have hit the Naruto run out the door.
Nah.
What position were you in when you farted?
I was like a reverse plank kind of position.
Reverse plank? Ish. So your ass was down towards the ground?
Yeah.
Well, that's better.
Well, what happened was I was flexing my abs and it slipped out. And I was also engaged in my butt, so it made a loud fucking noise.
I was engaged in my butt.
Yeah, it made my cheeks clap. It was one of those farts, dude, that sent ripples down your thighs. You know what
and
I mean?
This is coming from a skinny guy too. Like I thought.
Yo, look, look, this shit had magnitude, dog. My shit was quaking. Yeah, that was magnitude, bro. That shit was heavy. As a matter of fact, I lifted off the ground a little bit.
It could have been used as a trolling motor for at least a split second.
Straight up, dude. Straight up. This bathtub is now a hot tub.
Who turned on the jets?
Yeah, that was a highlight of my week, dude. Between that and the cactus, I've been living my best life.
That's great. That's great. I feel like I got a little bit of echo here. Do you hear it? We probably talked about a couple weeks ago the Bud Light shit. They put a trans woman on the beer. And
oh, dude, is that why you're drinking Bud Light?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I support it. I don't give a shit. You know,
gay or Bud Light or both?
I would support gay over Bud Light, to be honest.
Wow. So are you saying that gay people taste better than Bud Light?
I have no idea about that, but they have the right to find out. And Bud Light is just water, like it's expensive water.
Would you like to find out?
No, I would not.
Brandon says Bud Light doesn't qualify as real beer.
I can see that.
Any kind of light, though. It's all water. What was my point?
Well, that's why I got the Ultra.
So, you know, so people boycotted because Kid Rock said so. And, you know, I guess Bud Light didn't know their crowd. Like, I'm not saying they shouldn't have done anything. I don't give a shit. Apparently, they didn't know their crowd because their stock dropped like 15-20%. And I even saw something about they're giving away free beer to try to advertise and bring business back. But I did just, right before we started this video, I saw, what was Al Bundy on? Wife and Kids? Or Married with Children?
Wasn't he
Married with Children?
A serial killer?
No. Who are you thinking of? You're thinking of Ted Bundy.
Yeah.
Oh, no relation?
No relation.
Damn, bro.
Yeah, true. But this from Married with Children, Al Bundy, and it actually explains what they did wrong. Let's start this over.
And number two, since men buy beer, advertisers have to cater to what we want. And hold on to your corn cob.
That was the important part.
We like pretty women. Ergo, pretty women sell good products, ugly women sell tennis rackets.
That sounds important.
Pretty women cars,
take notes, ladies.
Ugly women minivan. Pretty women make us buy beer, ugly women make us drink beer.
God likes pretty people better.
It's not about that. What it really is about is you have to advertise for your crowd. And he is right. Like, how many, especially like beer, like, I'm not talking IPAs and shit, but how many gay men or women really just be out buying beer like that? You know, they martinis and wine coolers and...
For a guy that likes to be politically correct, that is stereotypical as fuck.
But in general, it's got some truth to it.
I mean, look, stereotypes are stereotypes for a fucking reason, bro. It's because they tend to be true.
I'm a beer drinking bitch, so I get more from
certain stereotypes. See about it.
Dude, so did you hear about the transabled?
Transabled?
Yeah.
I've heard of like trans disabled, where somebody made themselves blind.
Yeah, and then a dude in Britain got his arm surgically amputated because he felt like he was an amputee.
Yep. Yeah, I heard about this.
Isn't that shit crazy? Uh-huh. Yeah, and a woman in North Carolina took her eyes because she believed she was blind.
I remember this. It was some shit. One of these stupid ass talk shows I watched years ago. Some girl had fucking drunk damn drainer. Unclogger shit like Drano
in her eyes. You said what?
She had drunk Drano because she knew that it would make her go blind. And I was like, why the fuck would somebody do that?
Yo, there was a guy who got an eye surgery so then he could see. Then he started seeing demons, so he eventually went crazy, and he ripped his eyes out.
So there's a reason God didn't want him to see.
Nobody told him about shadows and that people had them. And so he ended up ripping out his eyes, going back to being blind. Yo, that's fucking laughing, dude.
That's not funny, but it kind of is. He ripped his eyes out because of shadows. Like, he couldn't just kind of figure it out.
Well, because he didn't know that other people... He saw a dark figure chasing him. That's where it started. He thought he was seeing a fucking demon chasing him because he didn't understand his shadow.
How long did he have eyes, though, before he ripped them out?
This happened over the period of a couple of days. Because immediately, like, he started... He saw his shadow in the doctor's office and started freaking the fuck out and left immediately.
A couple of days is long enough to figure it out. Because you're going to see that building has a shadow. That tree has a shadow, like, and everything.
Well, no, because he was... like frantically speaking about before he ripped out his eyes, like, other people, do you not see these? Are you not aware that you have these? Because somebody recognized that he was talking about shadows by the way him explaining it after this happened, and it was like, damn, bro, like, these are shadows. Nobody told you about these. Because he freed out from the doctor's office, and from the time he went there to his house, he started seeing all this shit. And once he locked himself in the house, he didn't have a shadow. So he was like, all right, I must be safe here. And then he ended up turning on the lights, and it was in there. So he ended up locking himself in the room, and he stayed in there for like a day. And he was like, all right, I'm going to leave. And if it's still there, I got to go back to being blind.
Oh, that's awful.
How long ago was this?
Dude, I don't even think it really happened. It was a story that I heard.
Yeah, I'm mad that you just said that.
Fucking Slender Man's after me.
I didn't say it really happened.
I mean, I thought that was kind of the whole point.
Well, that's, I mean, you thought. Key word.
Why you don't get paid to think.
Actually, I kind of do. I mean, I'm no rocket scientist, but I got to think. Fucking, I got Adele being in my position, like, fucking, people don't think for themselves. They come to me.
What's your favorite position?
You're right about that.
Yeah, we're all hookers, bro.
Yeah, I mean, in a way.
No, dude, we all sell our bodies for money.
Yeah.
You're right.
I know I'm right.
Fuck.
That's just a nice way of saying it for hookers. Like, they sell their holes.
Well, that's why they're whores and hoes. It's not necessarily the same as a hooker, right? I would be an escort, dude. Like, yo, them old ladies be painting just to hang out. And I'll break a woman's hips for, you know. I mean, not literally, but, like, as far as the amount of thrust that I'm putting into that thing. well, you know, knock them wrinkles out.
But you act like you wouldn't bang Martha Stewart.
So what you want is,
yo, fuck
a
Martha Stewart, dude.
Mama.
We went over this.
Yeah, that's what that's what you should do. But you just not said you would bang the wrinkles out of somebody.
Somebody, dude. Not anybody. Like, she's got to be to my standard.
I mean, she's 81, 83, some shit.
What does,
like,
that got to do with anything?
Your standard should be different. Like, what do you want for an 83-year-old? You just not said you'll knock the wrinkles off.
Yeah, but she still got to be bad.
Fuck Martha Stewart.
You never seen a bad old lady, dude?
Martha Stewart.
I mean, that's... I specifically said to my standards. Martha,
but I've
Stewart.
Never seen, you've never seen a woman, not,
did,
I disagree, you've never seen
see
a woman 83 look.
Okay, maybe 83, maybe, but I'm not talking age specific, I'm just talking about old.
But old for you could be 50, and that's completely different from 83, so the standards are different.
Well,
that's 30 years, like, an older you could be 50, 55, but that's 30 year difference. Like,
she had 30 years on my mother.
What does that got to do with
a
me
lot.
Liking the way that
Yo,
she
did
looks?
You see
oh,
the way?
Well, no, it doesn't have to be her specifically either. It's not really about that, but you
Yo
said
literally
no,
said Martha
no,
fucking Stewart.
Because
what
you said
you
because you're talking about your standards. You
yeah.
haven't named one yet that equals. Name one then.
You said standards
I don't
and then
know
you talk
any
about
age specific women. but I don't find her attractive. Even when she was young, I don't think she's an attractive woman. She doesn't fit my standards. I don't understand.
But my point, my only point was,
yo, this old lady used to come into Spinks and buy lottery, and she was old and wrinkly, but this bitch was bad, dude. She just, she looked like you knew she used to be bad as fuck, dude. She still had a butt. She still had, I would say she was probably mid to late 60s.
And if you say that, then it was probably late to early, like late 50s to early 60s, because you're going to add age.
Dude, she used to joke about if she hits a lottery, she's going to take me away. I was like, yeah, bitch, you are. She's like, we'll go away from my husband. I was like, yeah, we will. We will, dude. Oh, man.
Funny. Sounds like she would trick you into killing her husband.
Yep.
Dodge that bullet.
Shit, dude. You hear about the 2-year-old that got arrested?
How do you arrest a 2-year-old?
Because the Korean people got caught with the Bible.
Because it's Korean.
Mm-hmm.
No,
so
I'm not so surprised.
Because they got caught with the Bible, their 2-year-old got in prison. Sentenced to life, I think.
Sentenced to life? I was about to say.
2-year-old?
I was about to ask if they put the 2-year-old in handcuffs.
Nah, I like it, man. Fuck them kids.
Maybe you put it in. Do you put it, now, I mean, not to sound weird, but you know, you're just trying to be a little easy. Do you put the 2-year-old in like fuzzy handcuffs so it doesn't hurt too bad? Not to be weird, you know, just so it doesn't hurt too bad.
Stop.
I mean, it's weird that they arrested a 2-year-old, but this is Korea we're talking about.
Yeah, a 2-year-old in North Korea was sentenced to life in prison after the toddler's parents were found with a Bible.
A lady wrote toy plastic handcuffs.
And the child's entire family was also jailed.
That is wild.
Imagine.
North Korea is
no,
wild.
That is not that kid's fault. Why the fuck would y'all. What? It doesn't make sense.
Yo, I thought they had a Korean Jesus.
So you're really finna put this baby on death row when he don't know shit about anything yet?
Does it happen to say what North Koreans are supposed to believe in?
Yo, Korean Jesus is a song. There is a Korean Jesus. Yo, this dude has muscles, bro. Holy shit. Yo, he's fucking ripped. Okay, you said what?
I was wondering if it happened to say what Koreans are supposed to believe in. I don't know what their religion is in North Korea.
Let me see. We can figure that shit out, dude. Wait, let's take guesses. Probably some shit we never heard of.
That's kind of what I was thinking. Because if it's something we heard of, then it's probably like Muslim or something. But I was thinking it's probably something we never heard of.
Holy shit, no, you were right. It's Islam.
Yeah, that's just wild to me. How do you don't put the baby up for adoption? Hell, you're a fucked up country. You don't even just kill the baby.
Oh, that's North Africa. I meant to type in Korea.
This kid's really gonna be like been in trouble with the law since the day I was born.
Oh shit. North Korea is an atheist state.
Atheist.
Wow, dude, that's not something you really hear about, dude. That's crazy.
Yeah. Damn.
Holy shit, dude. I don't think I've ever heard about a state or a culture being, like, atheist.
They don't believe in shit?
That's...
They're told not to believe in shit. That's why that's why his family got caught with the Bible and sentenced to life.
That's awful.
Yo, that's crazy, dude. Good old First Amendment. Shit.
Y'all stupid.
It's a crazy country over there.
Insane.
Yeah, I am.
Would you go?
No. Well, what could make somebody go?
Do they have tourist spots in North Korea, do you think? Like, is that a place that a white American would just go?
I don't think you could just go, but I think there's ways to go. Like I've heard of Americans being in North Korea.
No fucking thank you.
But don't they always die or get arrested?
Not always.
Yo, we should try to set up a meeting with the guy, they did in the movie.
Yeah,
nah.
Yo, we can do it. If they did it, we can.
It was a movie, so they didn't. And also, damn, Kim Jong something, because they changed the last name, I think. Didn't they?
Yo, he's probably not even that bad of a guy.
He reached out to them in the movie, so that's a big difference.
Why don't we reach out to him in real life?
And that movie was banned. From nor like they're not going to let their people see that. You know, they weren't even happy about it.
Really?
Of course not. They're a dictator company, a country that damn don't even want you to believe in anything in the afterlife. Sentence your 2-year-old to damn life in prison.
Yeah, do you think he really doesn't have a butt?
Of course he has a butt, man. This is just a weird fucking dude.
I
you know, like you. Fucking weird.
No, dude.
But
I don't have a butt.
But in any other episode where I said he doesn't have a butt, I believed it in those episodes.
Because you know you said it last time.
How is it 2 episodes in a row this shit gets brought up?
Yo, because these are important issues that need to be addressed. Like, whether or not someone has a butthole, like, have you ever seen 2 vaginas? That shit is tight.
You've actually seen that?
In person or video?
Video. Well, it was a picture.
I have never seen that.
No, it was
video,
just like...
picture or in person.
No, it was just
well,
like...
what videos do you look up?
It was just like one hoo-ha with two holes.
No, because I don't want to see shit like that.
A two-hold ha.
A two-hold ha?
A two-hold ha?
Yeah, no, that's just a lot, man.
No, it was cool, bro. I think that shit would be fun.
I guess, you know, dildo in one, you in the other, you know.
Why would, no, like, I wonder if you could get pregnant twice, dude. Do you have 2 uteruses? In that case, would it be uteri?
Isn't that what twins is? Getting pregnant twice?
I just wonder if it make it more likely to get pregnant. Like, or get pregnant with twins, I mean.
Yo, do you think the... Yo, we should start switching plurals.
It all depends, though. Like, it all depends on what... Like, it could be different. Like, for some people, it might go to 2 different everything. Other ones might connect. Like, both are probably possible.
Having uteri. What would you do if you had more than one? 70?
What would you do if you had more? That's a weird question.
Dude, I think we should start making plural terms with an I at the end.
I mean, there's a lot of them.
Like penis, peni.
Peni. Yeah.
Uterus, uteri. Possums, possi. Moose, meese.
I thought you were going to say moose-i.
Yo, that, I think all plural should, yeah, moose-i. Misai, because then it would be Gisai. But you know, fish, you know, like, you have one fish, you got two fish,
yeah.
You got three fish. So, but did you know that you can have fishes?
Fishes?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not correct.
But it is. It's called a double plural.
Fish eye, puss eye.
Puss eye.
We're talking about, like, everything plural should end with the eye.
Vagina eye. Eye. Peep fly. No, but the fishes.
How do we get here? Yeah.
The fishes.
Yeah,
dude.
Yeah, the fishes.
Yeah.
That doesn't make sense.
And but the thing is, dude, it does. And I'm about to explain why. But let me. So you know how, like, you have one fish, and then you have two fish, and you got three fish, but it can be correct.
Fish are singular and plural.
For you to have fishes. Well, only if you use it correctly, then yes. It's called a double plural. So, like, if you have 10 of the same kind of fish, then it's fish. But if you have 10 fish and they're all different kinds of fish, the correct way would be fishes.
Sorry, I gotta feel stupid for saying
that. I mean, you probably should. I don't even know if that's... Like, that sounds too simple.
What do you mean? It's called a double plural.
There was nothing double plural about it just because there are multiple species of fish.
No, because the word, because fish is a plural, and then you is double plural. Fishes. because fish is plural.
Right.
If you're using it in a sense, yeah, but you make it a double plural by adding the ES. Because any other word, the ES will be the difference in it being singular or plural.
Yeah, I don't know. That don't seem to make sense.
I mean, that's your fault, dude. Like, because I'm correct.
If you say so.
I recently learned it. But I still feel like it should be fish eye.
Fish
you know,
eye.
See you
fish
later.
You know what a fish without the eye is? Dude. Breeds should be bros.
Hold on. So everybody's talking about AI recently. All these companies are starting new ones, and
that shit's scary, bro.
Think so?
Yeah.
Cause I hope to live long enough to see AI be president.
What?
Fuck no, dude. No, cause
AI
then the same thing would happen that happened with the yogurt, bro. When the yogurt took over Ohio and then the world, dude, that shit was fucked.
The yoga?
No, yogurt.
Yogurt. What are you talking about?
The fucking yogurt, dude.
Okay,
it was all in the yogurt. They took over Ohio and then the world and. And they, yeah, everything was fucked, bro.
What
and
yogurt?
It was our fault. Uh-huh.
What yogurt?
The yogurt.
Let me be my own president before AI, for the love of God.
I don't know, man.
Just let me be president over me.
Like, we should just have, like...
It depends on what AI is programmed for. If it's, like, what's best for the people.
Dude, I wish it was just, like, an open world kind of thing. I mean, it kind of is, but, like, it's not.
Like Red Dead Redemption?
Yeah, dude, like, fucking, like Minecraft type shit. Like, you just wandered out here. If you, like, punched a tree enough times, you would gather wood, then you can craft an axe. And then, you know, use the axe to get more wood, and then build a house, and you know, like, Ark.
Yeah,
fucking
the world used to be like that. You know, we've come a long way, so we don't have to do that anymore.
Yo, but that's where we got fucked up, man. Because that would be cool. AI is where people are going to start, like, chipping their brains and shit. And I'm already getting too deep into this.
Yeah, man, I don't want that.
Yeah,
don't get me wrong.
Don't fucking chip.
Dude, y'all seen iRobot?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just a movie.
Yo, dude, what the fuck? What do you mean? Titanic was just a movie.
Look, I bring that up a lot too. Y'all seen iRobot?
The fuck?
I don't know, man. Fucking, we got Trump and Biden still. Like, what's it like? That's still who's running? Cause you know Biden's gonna run again.
Is it that time already?
What, another year, I think.
Dude, Biden hasn't been president for 3 years. There's no fucking way, bro.
I figured it was getting close to 3 years.
Dude, it's a scam, bro.
It's a movie 2.5.
Yo, time is a scam, dude.
16.
That is true. Time is a construct.
No, it's a fucking scam, bro. We haven't been through 3 years since Biden, dude. They're making you. No, I'm just kidding.
Trying to think, when was the last election? 2020?
I'm losing track of time myself.
I think it's 2.5.
Damn, bro.
Look, man. Everybody's talking about AI taking over, like, McDonald's jobs. And AI taking over truck driving jobs. Right?
Truck driving jobs?
Yeah, you ain't heard this one? Like, that'd be
fuck?
Automated trucks down taking...
That sounds dangerous, dude.
I mean, Tesla's already worked on one. Like, I've heard of damn electric trucks already. I think they might have tested one. I don't think one's.
Seems like
that
would have been a bigger market to trains.
You said what?
Should have been a bigger market to trains. I think we should peep out what the cows are doing, dude. They're plotting. Like, look.
It's just because you don't like cows. But what if?
No, dude,
but what if we
bro.
Just have low standards for our AI, like thinking they're gonna do McDonald's? Like,
dude,
that's
I
such low
one.
Standards for these AI.
I
Let them do the government. Let them make like.
Nah, dude.
If they're programmed for what's best for the people, they just kind of just decide, you know. And look.
No, hold on. No. You just fucked yourself up right there. Nah, dude. No. Hold on. No. No, can I speak?
Look, and now they're worried about them, like these fake AIs, them causing attacks, right? Because it's something about like a social media post said some country was going to attack another, and they had to like call and figure it out. It's a hell dog.
Everybody in the house just want to make noise today.
And it's like, how do you check first and see if it's real, or you just react? Because it might be fake. If it's AI, then they're going to speak simultaneously. They're going to find out real quick which ones are fake, which ones are real. They might save nuclear attacks.
Dude, that's a bad idea, bro. No, you said that one specific thing that just fucked it up.
I didn't, but go ahead.
No, you did. Hold on, let me.
Because you're going to bring up the program thing. But it has to be a fucking program.
What program?
It's got to be programmed a certain way.
What are you talking about?
Nothing, go ahead. What are you talking about?
You said make the AI to where it would do things according to the betterment of the people.
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is what's going to fuck you up, bro. We are what is fucking ourselves up. So what is better for us, like humanity, is... in a sense for humanity to like kind of be pushed back. So in that sense, AI would start to reign. And then it would cause everything up because then AI would get so bad that it would be what is worse for humanity. And
see,
it would just turn into a whole fucking
thing. But now
thing,
let's
dude.
Just think like iRobot again. I just think about the worst thing that could happen. The best thing that could happen is it makes the laws a certain way and it makes everything run differently than previous human presidents.
It wouldn't go that way. It wouldn't go that way, dude. It wouldn't. Because we are like... Because
we watch all these action movies that tell us not to believe that it could.
No, it wouldn't, bro.
Like, no.
It wouldn't, bro.
The government screws us every fucking day. You think they would create this in a way to...
You really trust in technology and...
You're going to lose control of it.
Do you really trust technology enough to rely on it?
I mean, as
like
long
not,
as the shit rebels
no,
on them, but...
No, not really, but it felt like the Fontana say, and maybe in 60, 70 years, we can't trust the technology.
Yo, as long as I'm gone, bro. Like, I'm cool with what I got, dude. I'm good, bro.
Until
recently downgraded that little MP3 player. I'm fucking with it, bro. We're going back to SD cards and
honestly,
USB.
Is somebody in our generation or forward, like after us, doing this? I don't trust it.
Dude, people watch VR
porn.
Well,
I said before I die. We'll be old.
Yeah.
You said what about porn?
People watch VR porn.
Have you ever watched VR porn?
No. I don't know if I could, bro. I don't know. I don't see the point.
I mean, you see the point. It just is it a step too far is the question.
I don't know why I would.
Because it's still masturbating. And now you're just going like extra steps.
I feel like I don't know what all VR is good for if you're not gaming.
Would you get one of those half bodies to fuck? Or like a blow up doll or something.
For sex?
Yeah.
Nah, I'd rather get a pocket egg. Or like one of the little things that you put it in.
Fleshlight?
Yeah. No, there's one that's like a little egg. Zach knows what I'm talking about.
Ew. I don't want to know now. Like,
isn't
that a pocket pussy?
No, it's a pocket egg. Stephanie, it's like a little egg and it stretches, bro. You get it a little bit wet, slap that thing on there, and rip that thing like an old rag, bro.
Why does everything in the house want to make noise today?
I'm just wondering, like. gonna be big enough for your or small enough for your pocket, but big enough egg. Like, is this a regular size egg? Like a chicken egg?
Yeah, dude. I mean, I don't know. I haven't seen one in person.
I hope it's not like a chicken egg.
Why wouldn't it be? It looks like one.
I mean, so it's just for the tip, or y'all got small dicks? Like,
well, they slid it in the video that I saw. They like slid it over a dildo and it stretched out.
Oh, okay.
So it's kind of like how you would put on a condom. Yeah. All
right.
Yeah, you know, I saw this shit on Instagram too. It was so weird.
Why was it on Instagram?
I have no fucking idea, bro. Does that sound like it belongs on Instagram? Dude, nothing belongs on Instagram, bro. I get like all these porn bots that fucking follow me, and it's weird, dude.
I don't even be on it, to be real. Like, I created one for the podcast kind of early, and I was like, I couldn't get into it.
I miss MySpace.
I watched the Facebook.
Yeah, yes. God, bring MySpace back.
I watched the Facebook reels.
I've been thrown in Facebook jail twice this week. Dude, MySpace would have never done this to me.
Yeah, I deleted my Facebook. I ain't look back.
I'll never be in Facebook jail. I just don't post much.
I don't even know what the, like, okay, I know what got me thrown in Facebook jail.
She said honky.
First time this week.
Yo,
I called some people some honkies.
That's racist, dog. That's not.
But like who
ain't
the
no,
fuck?
But
no,
like,
I want to say this, though, because if this is.
I'm about to mute your mic.
It was on this fucking post. That was sharing a picture of the Juneteenth ad for Greenville. And do you know what was on that post? On that picture? Some fucking honkies. Cause y'all smoking dope. They smoking dope for that shit. Like, who put some white people on a Juneteenth ad? Where?
I couldn't.
Rant.
I don't know, bro.
Rant over. Rant complete.
What?
That was Greenville?
Yeah, it was fucking Greenville.
Oh, okay. I didn't know where
it
was.
Our city did that shit. That's some bullshit.
Yo, y'all
shit.
Aren't even in Greenville.
Well, no. Like,
we're still in the county.
Yeah, it's not
the
same.
It's
not the same, dude. Yo, do y'all remember?
Yeah, who was responsible for that?
Yo, do you remember the song, Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B?
What the fuck did you say?
I didn't know that song at all.
Really? Alright, never mind then.
I'm not even sure if you said it right. Like,
I did. The Boogie Woogie Bugle Boy of Company B. Yo, alright, but it's all good. Never mind.
Donnie came out again a little bit, I think.
I remember when we said that was JP's mom. When she hoped for a son, but got Donnie from the Wild Thornberries.
That's mean.
There's a guy that claimed to be a time traveler in Florida.
But what happened in Florida?
It was in Marion County. This dude threw a brick through a window of a house, so police get called out. And then he wasn't at that house. They saw another house with the front door just left open. So they go in there and they see this guy, and he claimed to be a time traveler. He said he didn't know that there was ended up being a baby in the room that he threw a brick in. He said he didn't know there was a baby in there. He wasn't trying to hurt nobody, but he was trying to warn them about something's going to happen way in the future.
How far in the future?
I think he said, I'm trying to look at the article now. It just says when the child is much older. He said he told investigators that he did not know the baby was sleeping in the room. He tried to break into. He claimed he was attempting to save the baby from something way in the future when the child is much older.
Yo, so now the real question is if he let's just assume that this is true, okay? If he did get the baby, or one of the parents, whatever he was trying to do, if he did,
mm-hmm.
would that save the baby, or would that play a part in making what is going to happen happen? Because there's no escape from it.
It depend on who he was. Now, this is clearly like he is probably on meth. I wish they would said if they found any meth on him or something. Because this dude one right, he was swimming. He said he admitted to swimming in their pool before doing this, and then was found inside of another house. So he was on something.
Definitely.
But let's say it was a movie. Let's say he was a time traveler. What's important enough to have him time traveling? He might be there to protect the child, and he might could change the future.
Okay.
You said would it be inevitable? Basically, what you were asking was, would it be inevitable, or could he actually save the child? That's what you were asking. If he had the ability to time travel, he could probably save it.
Well, well, yeah, but, like, what if it didn't? What if you coming back to try to save it? What if that's what makes what's going to happen happen?
That's what you would assume.
But what do you mean?
But he knew what he was doing because he has the ability of time travel. So, like, he already knew the two options.
Well, what if he was sent back and he didn't have the ability to time travel? He just had the resources.
That is literally the same thing. What the fuck?
No, it's not. No, it's not the same thing, dude, because he could have just not known what he was doing. He could have just had a mission. Somebody else could have knew what they were doing and sent him back.
Yeah, well then, there you go.
So, what if what happened happens?
Yeah.
Oh,
happens because it came back. I mean, maybe.
I'm stressed.
I mean, maybe.
And if it did happen, what didn't happen to make it?
What
happened?
He doesn't know is he is the bad thing that happens.
But what if he wasn't?
What if he is? And he's trying to save her from it. It doesn't even know it's actually him.
So if he was the bad thing, would he have been trying to save her from a good thing? If I were a bad thing, save a bad thing from a bad thing. Would a bad thing save a thing from a good thing? Because a bad thing is bad. A good thing is good.
Yeah, I guess not having a good thing is just as effective as receiving a bad thing.
A lot of things going on.
How do we even get here? What are we talking about?
The time traveler's wife.
Time traveler's wife, yeah. Never seen that.
the Florida guy.
It's always Florida, man. Like, they have the wildest fucking people.
Dude, the guy that ate the guy's face, bro. I think since then, Florida has just gone
dude
downhill.
That was on the bath salt.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, that shit was it for me.
I feel like ever
Casey
since that
Anthony
happened.
Got away with that bullshit. Fucking George Zimmerman. Wait, that was Florida, right?
I think so.
Yeah, or he moved to Florida and got away with some more bullshit. But.
Yo, didn't the Subway guy get in trouble?
Jared.
Who's
Subway?
See, is that fucking Jared?
Are you talking about the dude from the commercials?
The Subway guy. The guy that, he diddled.
Yeah, yeah.
What? His name is Jared?
Yeah.
He did not strike me as a Jared.
There's a documentary now on, was it Hulu?
Yeah.
Called Jared from Subway.
Maybe a Jeremy, but a Jared Pinguino. Shit.
Have you ever heard the phrase, I know this is Stephanie's favorite to use on Facebook. It ain't much, but it's honest work.
Yeah.
With the meme. You seen it with the old man meme?
Yeah.
This dude passed away recently. In a car accident. He was 70 years old. Thought we'd just shout him out since it's Stephanie's favorite saying on Facebook. Rest in peace.
Yo,
Dave Brandt.
I always pictured him saying that in a very inspirational way. It ain't much, but it's honest.
Right. We use it as a joke, but I definitely always figured, with the picture, you always figured he meant it. His name was Dave Brandt. He's an Ohio farmer. He's actually a well-known farmer. He did everything natural, I believe, in his farm. He didn't believe in using. It was a different way.
Yo, what the fuck, man? You don't got to do that.
What do you mean? You're the one sitting here laughing at me like, well, I'm trying to tell a story.
Yo,
it's
I'm
like,
not laughing at you, dude. I'm just listening, bro.
Here.
You should have just kept talking, bro.
But he has a different way of farming that, you know, not everybody does, and he keeps everything natural. He says he's never actually said the same, but he's always kind of appreciated the meme.
Wait, he's never said it?
No, he's
Yo,
never said
what
it.
The fuck?
They
that
didn't
makes
actually
it
get
even
it from
better.
Him. They didn't actually get it from him. They just took it from his picture. They're just like, this looks. They're like, this just looks like him. And he was like, you know what? I never actually said it, but he appreciated the memes and shit.
Did he get anything off of it?
Nah.
Well, we need to make merch now. Somebody should make merch and like donate it to his family. That'd be cool.
Yeah, that would be cool.
We should do that. Well, we're broke.
We don't have the resources. Like, we don't. There are people around, but
yeah, I need to be donated too. Fuck out of here.
But yeah, rest in peace to him. Especially since it was a car accident. Like, you know, he had some more years. He was still farming. He.
Oh, Farmer Brandt.
Why is it creepy?
I just don't trust them, dog.
You don't trust Ohio? Their country kind of like them, we are.
Ohioans? Yeah, Ohioans, is that what they're called?
I don't know. That works for me. Ohioans. Yeah, we call them Ohioans.
Fuck it. Ohioans, dude. That is some funny ass shit, dog.
Just call them Ohioans. You just add an S to their state, but it's for the people. You Ohioans.
Yeah, I don't like them, dude.
But you gotta guess Ohio.
They're just fucking creepy state.
Is it the people or is it the state?
it's the thing with the yogurt.
What is this thing with the yogurt, bro? I still don't know what the hell you're talking about.
Yo, just Ohio's a weird fucking state, dude.
What's the thing with the yogurt?
Yo, the yogurt is just like the people of Ohio decided to entrust them to lead the state. Like, I guess kind of like what you were talking about with the AI and then the yogurt took over.
What yogurt? What are you talking about? Like, where are you getting this from?
Oh, man.
There's got to be a story behind whatever the fuck you're saying.
I told you what happened. Damn, I can't remember where I saw that, dude. But it happened. No, it didn't, like, happen, but I saw it happen. I mean, I didn't see it happen, but, like, it... What happened was what I saw.
Moving on, because we ain't getting nowhere.
No, he asked a question. I just tried to give a solid answer.
That was far from a solid answer.
It was cool.
No,
I got my point across. You got what I was trying to say, did you not?
Did you get
not,
what you
said?
Not
really.
Yo, what the fuck?
Really.
Yo, do I need to go through all that again?
Yeah.
I didn't see it happen, but what happened was that I saw it.
Okay, but what happened?
I told you the yogurt took over Ohio and then the world.
How did the yogurt take over Ohio?
Because the people gave it permission to lead. Kind of like Brandon was talking about with the AI. Yeah. Well, that's what I say. It didn't happen. It happened and I saw it from a thing. I just can't remember where I saw it. we good now? Like, I'm good. You seem good. Are you good?
I'm good.
All right, cool.
We should never let JP talk too much.
Should always. No. Probably not.
There was a man who had a woman's part of her tooth put into the engagement ring he gave her.
A what? A part of her?
A part of her tooth.
Oh.
They were out hiking, and she tried to jump a ledge or something, and she fell and chipped her tooth, her front teeth. And he kept the pieces and put one of them in the damn wedding ring. She asked, well, whenever she got the wedding ring, you know, she's got this big diamond on it, but then she's got this one stone that looks different. She asked about it. He said, I'll tell you later. And he put it in the vows, because he said something about her doing that proved to him that she would do anything for him or something. You know, he had this whole deep meaning to it and knew right then that he was going to marry her. So he kept the part of her tooth, because that's a piece of her. And then had it put in the ring and told her this in the vows.
That's tight, dude. I fuck with it. That's tight.
You think it's disgusting?
Yeah, because why would... No, I'm sorry. Do not...
What do you mean? It's unique. No. Like, who else would do that? Oh, because it's not basic.
Wait,
the fuck? Like, come on now.
White people?
I don't think so.
Yo, even better, dude.
Weird-ass white people shit.
I don't know
but
if it says it or show.
Yo,
well,
no, that's
not
tight.
There's a video of it. I don't think it was.
Do not. Oh, thank. Thank you.
Yo, I'll just.
Brandon,
yo, I'll just. Bro,
no,
if that's the case.
It's a black couple. There's a video of it.
What?
I like it. Dude, I might have to do that now, bro. Like, because I can take all of my teeth out.
It was a piece of her tooth.
I'll give her all of fucking mine. if she's, you know, if she's cool enough to get me.
Yeah.
Does
no.
anybody can get
there's,
this?
There's several other ways he could have been sentimental, because I got Brandon's birthstone put in my wedding ring.
And that's basic as fuck.
In my wedding ring.
Yeah, that
basic, because I don't know a woman.
Because everybody gets a fucking ring with a gemstone.
Wedding rings that usually want some diamonds or some shit.
I chose Brandon's birthstone for my wedding band. Like,
but why are you knocking their creativity?
I'm just saying that's just a simple way that you can be sentimental like that without putting somebody's fucking teeth in.
Sounds like you hating.
Like, I don't know.
If he would have had a piece of her tooth removed, it would have been a little weird. Or if he would have himself removed a piece of her tooth, it would have been even fucking weirder. Even if he would have asked the dentist.
You forgave me when I knocked this out, you know.
Dude, unless it happened in sex. If they were getting like super fucking rowdy and you just happened to slam that thing into the cabinets in the kitchen and your face hit the counter.
Yeah, I guess things should just happen.
I can't say much for somebody who carries a lock of their mother's tears and, like,
I don't know the same as the tooth.
And it made out the same shit.
You said it ain't or is?
Isn't it?
No. Hair and a tooth?
Yeah. No, hair and fingernails.
Yeah, that's...
Well, because teeth aren't technically bones. And I wasn't thinking, so I was like, is it the same shit? But it's not.
I don't think hair and fingernails seem like the same shit either.
They are. Because it's the same thing as a rhinoceros' horn. A rhinoceri.
Yeah, but they don't seem like hair either. Hair seems like its own thing.
No, it's made out of the same shit. Keratin.
Alright. That's cool.
It is.
Hell yeah.
Yo, what you got for our anatomy lesson this week? No, we gotta hit that, dude. Don't be that guy.
I am.
Don't be that guy.
What do you have for anatomy lesson?
What do you want for anatomy lesson, bro? I got you. So, fun fact: you guys can twist deeper to your left than you can your right.
Wow. think organs. There's more organs on that side or something.
Not.
Because I don't see why the muscle would be different.
It does have to do with the organs, but not because you have more or less. You got to guess. In a sense, kind of. Y'all both are close. Because your stomach is on the left side of your body and it's hollow. Your liver is on the right side of your body. It's not hollow. And if you actually sit and you try to twist, like, you can feel the difference.
Word. I figured, because I don't see why the muscle would be different, so I figured it had to be something like that. Makes sense.
Yep.
It's a great anatomy lesson. Good job.
Dude, I twisted so deep in yoga one time that I got constipated for, like, 3 weeks.
Do you think it's possible for somebody to not have a butthole?
Dude, I told you I don't have a butthole.
I just get a poop removal. You get a poop removal? A shit bag?
No, just I go walk in and I'm like, hey, one poop removal, please. And then they get me right and then I leave.
I'm not saying it's real. It could have been in fake. You know, there's some screenshot I saw. I saw, it was a dating profile of a chick that had a shit bag. And it was like, this bag just means I had the cleanest asshole in town.
That makes me not want to breathe. That sounds harsh, but I don't mean it in a harsh way. I do mean it in a harsh way.
So you wouldn't take advantage of that?
Well, I take the risk. I like the risk. The risk of getting a jalapeno seed in your penis. Whatever happened to that guy? I like it.
Yeah, he thought he had some kind of disease. He said his dick was just burning. Had a jalapeno seed in there.
Man, yo, I like butt sex. It's cool. I mean, not
in your butt. Or
nah. And attractive ladies.
What makes them attractive? If they have a dick?
Nah, I'm not big into peni. Or at all, for that matter. I like uteri.
These things gotta be specific.
Uterio.
You know, like, chicks can have dicks. Dudes can have vaginas. I guess.
Yeah, I wanted to say something, dude.
Yeah, you probably should. But I was just saying you gotta be specific, you know.
What do you mean?
Well, you're talking about butt sex. So that could be with, like, anybody.
Well,
like, everybody has a butt, but not everybody has a dick. Not everybody has a vagina.
I like women.
Some women have dicks. I'm just saying, like, you gotta be specific. I like women with vaginas. Like, you gotta be specific.
I feel like
always beautiful chicks with dicks never die for chicks.
What? I'm not Googling either one of these things.
Are you not getting the reference?
I don't like peni. The fuck?
What movie is that? You don't remember that? You've seen Ted, right?
I forgot that was even a thing. I don't remember that.
It's on Hulu, I think. It's a good movie. You should watch it again.
Yeah, it's good.
You probably don't watch so many movies here lately, do you? I know you'd be busy.
Dude, you don't watch anime.
Nah.
Dude, I got some juice. But you don't watch anime, so I can't give it to you.
Nope. Don't know nothing about it.
Well, okay, so long story short, I got really into this show, and it made me mad as fuck, so I quit watching it. And that was like months ago.
Have you started about watching it yet?
Oh, fuck no. I refuse. Well, I would never.
Hey, you're really weird about shit and the way you tell stories.
What do you mean? There wasn't a story to be told.
And but what made you so mad, like, to kill off a certain character?
Okay, so there was this little colony of humans, and they were on this island, and they thought they were the only humans to exist ever.
Yeah.
And there was a human on this island. It was bullshit. He knew that they weren't all humans.
Okay.
So he killed a bunch of people, went back to the regular human world to gather more people to go back and kill the rest of people. But, like, the people were his friends, like, and then he just, like, damn. And that shit pissed me off. So I quit watching it. Like, you can't just do your people like that. Like, fuck this show. I don't care if it's anime. Fuck that. Like, I can't.
Find me a point to it.
Man, fuck that, dude. I don't care. I'm good.
Nah, I mean, I guess it makes a little bit of sense. You did ended up just not really liking the show.
No, I love the show. It was just made me mad as fuck. Like, this the same reason I wouldn't hang out with somebody because I don't like them. I'm not going to watch this fucking show. Like, I don't like that character. I'm good.
But it's just a show.
I know.
Yeah, you're weird about shit. I don't know.
It's cool.
Yeah. You got anything else you want to talk about today?
No.
You got anything? Stephanie never brings shit to the table anymore. What happened to weed news? We slacking. Fetty Wap blamed the pandemic for him selling drugs. Cause y'all know Fetty Wap got arrested on some drug charges. I forgot what he got caught with. I think it was a good bit of pills and shit.
He, I always thought he was kind of cool.
He said the pandemic made it hard because he couldn't do any shows, so he couldn't make any money. So he started selling drugs. It was the pandemic's fault. So his lawyer is using that to request 5 years instead of whatever he should be getting, or legally should be. I'm not going to say I believe that he should be getting it. Because our drug laws are harsh. But the lawyer is requesting 5 years based off pandemic's fault.
Yo, do you think Texas drug laws are harsh because they're on the border?
Probably. But I heard that depending on where you're at, they're pretty lenient on weed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Which, I mean, there might be parts that are even legal now, I'm not sure. But I've heard they're pretty lenient.
Nice. I follow Texas.
Because Jack, that we used to, you know, we used to do the podcast at his studio.
His name was Jack?
Yeah. He lived in, he grew up in Texas. He's talking about being younger and, I don't know. They catch you with a bag. He's just like, all right, whatever. Ain't gonna do nothing. All right, I think this show is over.
Wait, hold on, one more thing.
What you got?
Buy a man, eat fish, he day. Teach fish man to a lifetime.
Say that one more time.
Buy a man, eat fish, he day. Teach a man to a lifetime.
Fuck yeah. Peace out.